Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 29.
I want to thank you for tuning in to Table Talk, and we've been sharing with you about our responsibility of going to a hurting world. If you think this world is perfect, nice, everybody's calm, pleasant with one another, it's time to wake up. Because we live in a world where people are hostile and very ugly towards one another. And even when my father was alive, Lester Summerall, and I'm talking a good, he said this 25 years ago or more, he said at any one given in time, there are over 26 wars going on around the world. And I'm not talking the magnitude of World War I. I'm not talking about World War II or a major conflict that is known around the world. I'm just telling you that there are many little border wars, all kind of wars between nations, all kind of fighting and ethnic cleansing, all kind of things that really are war, even though maybe not classified as war, going on in every single generation. Isn't that terrible? In every single generation, there are wars, numerous ones that are going on. So we need to input what we have into this world. And frankly, it's not another war of words. We need to bring the healing of nations to the nations, the healing of our words, the healing of Jesus that sets captives free. And so listen to this. In James chapter 1, I'm going to read to you today two scriptures, both in the book of James, James 1, verse 27. It says, pure religion. When the Word of God said pure, how pure can pure be? Because anything with mankind is certainly not going to be pure. So it must be from God. A God input. A God input into your life. And so he said, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. Visit the fatherless, the widows in their affliction, and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Wow. Pure and undefiled religion. I said, man, I can't do that. That's too hard. Because there are things going on around me all the time. My eyes are assaulted. My brain is assaulted. My ears hear things. I mean, it's pervasive. It is everywhere. The Bible says you can keep yourself from it. But then bring the alternative, bring the help to where people live. And they all don't live in a palace. They don't live in Fifth Avenue. But also at the same time, they also don't live in the slums. Some live in condos. But they all need Jesus. Listen to this. James chapter 2. That if a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, one of you say to them, depart, go, leave me. Depart in peace. Be warmed, be filled, notwithstanding that you give them not those things that are needful to the body. What does it profit you? He said, don't go around bragging what a great believer you are and how you believe in this and believe in that and, you know, yay. When you're not willing to dig down and get dirty and help people. James is saying, what does it profit if you're not willing to do those things? He said, even though faith, if it doesn't have works, it is dead being alone. There are two sides of the scale, faith and works, faith and works. People that have all faith and no works, it's not working. All people with all works and no faith, that's still not working. It's called frustration. And you don't want to be frustrated in your faith. You want to have that mix of belief and work, work and belief, faith and works, of going out and reaching and touching. One of the ministries that we have is called Feeding the Nations. And we go to over a dozen or more nations every single year. And we give them hope. I mean, food can be hope. Oh yeah. When you're hopeless and you're a refugee, or you're How has it been torn apart by a flood, by a volcanic eruption, by a tsunami, by famine, by pestilence? Oh, yeah, yeah. Food. Food can make a difference in their lives. It brings hope that somebody cares for me on the other side of the world. Whew. That's happened to me too many times. I was down one of the countries in Central or South America, Caribbean and Central America, and the man said, I don't know you, and you don't know me. Why'd you come? I said, well, I've come from believers in the North that have felt the call of God upon their lives to bring this food to you, even though they'll never know you except we will in heaven, to bless you and to help you and to fulfill the call of God in our lives to bring this to you, to bless your family in your time of tragedy and devastation. He said, all right, thank you. He said, but I don't have anything to give you back. I cannot repay you. I said, we didn't come to get repaid. We came to give. I said, no, I need to pray. I said, okay. So that man we never knew, his house was devastated by a mudslide. People were living outside the house, not even inside the house, because they didn't know when the other walls were going to collapse as well. But I said, oh God, I don't know these people. I don't know why they're here. But they say they've come because of you. So I say, God, bless them. Help them. Minister to them. I cannot repay them. But God, you can. Wow. You talk about a humbling experience. That was a humbling experience. Of us, we thought blessing them with nothing expected in return. And he gave us a greater blessing of praying for us so we could keep on doing what we're doing. And you know what? We're keeping on doing what we're doing. That's our responsibility. Till we have no more breath, until we can't go, that's our responsibility. I'm going to give you one more scripture. It's found in the book of Jude. And I don't know why, but it was taken out of different translations. But in the King James, the book of Jude, that is only one chapter, and it's verse 22. That says, and some having compassion, making a difference. Wow. Jude, verse 22. It says, and some having compassion, making a difference. That tells me several things. Number one, everybody doesn't have compassion. Those in church don't have compassion. Before my father passed away, there are many churches that called up to our office and said, you know what, we'd love to have Dr. Sumrall come to our church, but would you please ask him to stop talking about hungry people? And I couldn't believe my ears. I said, oh yeah, we want him to come and preach. We want him to lay hands on us. We want those spiritual gifts to flow, but would you please get him to stop asking about the hungry people and challenging us to help, to feed them? That's sad. But that's a picture of the church. That is the picture of the church. They don't want to hear it. That's why that scripture says, some having compassion, making a difference. Does everybody have compassion? Oh, I know we should. We all know the commandments. We all know that we should. We know that we should love. We know that we should be good. We know that we should be benevolent. We know that we should feed. We know that we should give the gospel. We know all those things, but do we do those things? Sad answer is not really. No. Some having compassion, making a difference. Would you determine on the inside of yourself to be part of the sum that makes a difference in somebody's life? Will you do that? I pray that you will. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.